Shane McGowan, the frontman for the punk band The Pogues, has died. His wife, Victoria Mary Clark, announced the news this morning. He was 65 years old. McGowan sang songs that mixed together hope and despair. NPR's Andrew Limbong has more.
You know how some of the best Christmas songs are also some of the saddest songs you've ever heard? The Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York fits firmly within that tradition.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank.
It's about this couple on Christmas, barely scraping by under the weight of their addictions. Life's rough, but they're in love. It's an acerbic sort of love.
You're a thumb, you're a punk,
you're an old slut and junk millionaire. I'm almost dead on a trip in that bed.
But it's love nonetheless.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing "Go Away, Babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Shane McGowan was born on Christmas Day in 1957. In the 2001 book he co-wrote with his then-partner, Victoria Mary Clark, he describes a childhood where he was allowed to stay up with the grown-ups to drink and gamble. And then punk blew up, and he started his own band, the Nipple Erectors, which was short-lived, but McGowan and other members of the band eventually formed the Pogues. Their second album, 1985's Rum, Sodomy, and The Lash, really drove the band's popularity with songs like Pale Brown Eyes and their cover of Dirty Old Town.
I kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town. Dirty old town.
But as the band got more popular, McGowan's substance abuse got worse. By the 90s, he was kicked out of the band. He started a new band, but eventually found his way back to the Pogues in 2001. He was still, in the public's eye, known for his drinking. In 2004, McGowan did a talk show appearance with presenter Frank Skinner. And it's a normal, jokey talk show interview, until Skinner asks,
"So, have you got any ambitions left, Shay?"
He pauses, waffles about for a bit, until he starts talking about the 20-year relationship he had with a young lady.
"I'd like to patch that up, because it's gonna skew for the... It's kind of scary before, but not for this long, you know."
This is Victoria you went out for ages.
Yeah.
And is there any chance of you sorting it out?
I don't know.
McGowan and Victoria Mary Clark eventually married in 2018. In the Instagram post announcing his death, she wrote, "Rave on in the garden, all wet with rain that you loved so much. You meant the world to me." Andrew Limbong, NPR News.